This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Mosquitoes in Weld County have tested positive for West Nile virus. CPR's John Daly reports.
A health department contractor monitors mosquito traps on a weekly basis in three zones in Weld County. Bugs trapped in two of them tested positive. Its executive director says with hot weather comes favorable conditions for the variety of mosquito that carries the virus. West Nile virus symptoms like fever, headache, and nausea can appear 3 to 14 days after an infection. Best advice is to drain standing water around your home and watch out at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were down as summer break started. The program received about 850 reports in June. Among the top categories were mental health concerns and school safety. June's reports include one of a student reportedly harassing a sibling. Law enforcement intervened and connected the family with mental health services. Netflix subscriptions are subject to Colorado sales tax, according to the State Court of Appeals. CPR's Tom Hess reports the finding had to do with the definition of a single word.
The dictionary definition of corporeal means having a body, or in law, consisting of a material object. Netflix argued in court that a product must be able to be physically touched to count as taxable property, meaning their digital platform was not taxable under Colorado law. The state's Court of Appeals disagreed with Netflix's interpretation. They ruled a product only needs to be perceived by one of our five senses, such as hearing or seeing, to count as tangible property. They acknowledged that technological advancements have altered the specific form of delivery for many products, but the products themselves remain unchanged. All of that means, whether it's a DVD or beamed into your TV, that bingeable 12-episode season of your favorite show you're rushing home to watch is the same, and the streaming giant's video service is subject to the state's tax law. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.